No one denies bullying is a serious and pretty pervasive issue in American schools, but in the well-intentioned effort to protect students from harassment, is it possible that school administrators go too far? The line between protection of students' well-being and upholding individual rights is a constantly moving target. And in a case that goes before U.S. District Court soon, the judges will decide if a school can punish a student for an exchange made on Facebook. The girls at this school, Griffith Middle School, listed 8 students and 1 teacher from their school that they would kill if they had the chance. Griffith Middle School then expelled the 2 girls, and they have, in turn, sued the school for infringing on their free speech rights. For her part, Wendy Kaminer sides with the girls. She's a lawyer, social critic, and correspondent at TheAtlantic.com. She's the author of 8 books, including Worst Instincts, Cowardice, Conformity, and the SLU. But Regina Webb disagrees. She's the person who first got Griffith School administrators involved in the case. Regina's older daughter is one of the students that was listed as a potential mark in the exchange on Facebook, and they both join us now. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Regina, what was it in the exchange that caught your attention and made you concerned for your daughter?
My daughter was the last person mentioned in the exchange, and actually there was 3 girls, and Girl 1 is saying, I want to light someone on fire. Girl 2 says, me too. And then, oh, and then she says a cuss word. We got this. I have gasoline we could use. Let's get matches and lighters. Girl 2, let's kill the girl we were talking about right now. I'm down. It's about time. Yes, it is.
Did you contact the parents of these students before you went to the principal?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't know them, and I just didn't.
Do you feel like expulsion from the school was a just punishment?
I do.
Okay, and why is that?
Because they're creating a hostile learning environment for my daughter and the other people named in the exchange, and why should my daughter or the other kids fear going to school?
So, Wendy Kaminer, what's your argument with that? If someone's making a threat to light someone on fire, why shouldn't that be punished?
Well, there's a big difference between a threat that is intended to be taken literally and meant to be taken literally and intended to terrorize somebody, and a joke, however vicious, the kind of nasty and stupid banter that teenage girls sometimes engage in, especially on Facebook. But the other thing to remember about this case, and I think it's extremely important, is that these girls were engaged in a personal off-campus conversation. They might as well have been having a conversation in a shopping mall that was overheard by a few other classmates who then reported it back to other people. The school represents the government. I mean, do we really want to say that when people are mean to each other, it's the business of government to come in and punish them? I don't think so. And their conversation, however obnoxious it might have been, didn't even fit the school's very broad definition of bullying, which is included in the school handbook. It probably does fit their very broad intimidation of intimidation or threats, but I don't think it fits the also very broad definition of a hostile learning environment that comes out of the Obama administration. So it's such a gross overreaction, but I think it is also really an abuse of power for the schools to start assuming jurisdiction over personal conversations that students have on their own time, off school campus, that has no substantially disruptive effect on what's going on in school, and doesn't come close to fitting any of the legal definitions of harassment or threats or any other exceptions to First Amendment protections. I understand Mrs. Webb's concern about her daughter, certainly, and her daughter's fear, but I am a little puzzled as to why nobody tried simply to sit down with these girls and to talk to them about their conversation and to try to help them understand that this can be upsetting to a lot of people and that a conversation that you have on Facebook does tend to get around. I don't know why there wasn't some sort of mediating session between the girls and any of the other students who they might have upset. You know, I think that expulsion seems like a very quick summary and thoughtless action.
Regina, your response? Why not sit down and mediate between the girls? I mean, I assume everybody at some point said, you know, I could kill you for that. I'm gonna kill you, honey, or whatever you're gonna
sure.
say. Why not mediate?
Absolutely. But when you're going as far as three pages of saying how you would like to kill somebody, how you would like to put paper towel around the handle of a box cutter as to not leave any fingerprints, how you would like to put someone in a bathtub of acid to get rid of evidence, to me, that's not typical banter between teenagers. That's demented.
I think
there's deeper issues there. Talking about I want to kill 20 people before I die, I find that very, very disturbing. And the first thing that's said when all of these school shootings, which have happened, the you know latest one just back a few months in
right.
February, everybody says, "Oh, what could we have done to prevent this right here?"
That's Regina Webb. Her daughter is one of the people whose name was mentioned in that Facebook exchange about killing, and Wendy Kaminer has written about this at TheAtlantic.com. She's also the author of 8 books, including Worst Instincts, Cowardice, Conformity, and the ACLU. Thanks to both of you. I also wanted to say that we contacted ACLU Indiana staff attorney Gavin Rose, who's representing the girls who were expelled. He gave the following statement about this case. Any reasonable person could see the conversation was purely in jest and could not be interpreted seriously. Free speech rights under the First Amendment, even when it's speech we don't like or agree with, must still be protected, and schools do not possess infinite reach into the private lives of their students. We also attempted to contact the Tauber Law Office. They're defending the Griffith Middle School against these expelled girls. They did not return our calls.